Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Carly on the Blog Talk Radio, and if you want to call in, the number is 1-347-850-8721. And tonight, we have a wonderful guest that is back with us, Cook Granger, One Life to Live, so many shows. But tonight, he's talking about his fundraiser for tomorrow. So let me bring him on.
Hello. Hey, Carly, how are you?
Good, except our weather kind of left us because Seattle, we were like in our 52 days of no rain, and it was like in the 90s. Now it's in like the 70s, and I like it when it's, you know, warm and nice, and yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's to flip the coin. I don't want summer to be over because I love summertime. But the other flip of the coin is, I mean, football season. So it's like, I can't make up my mind.
There you go. Yeah, there's a glass half full either way you look at it. Good for you.
Yeah.
So Carly, where are you? What state are you in?
Seattle.
Oh, wow. Got you. Okay. Pacific Northwest. Right. Yeah. So
yeah,
it's going to get chilly and rainy and all that stuff.
Northwest, and I'm the biggest Seahawks States fan. And I'm trying to get every guy on my show to, you know, become a Seahawks fan. And sometimes they actually look to my favor. So,
nice.
Yeah, because I love. You know, living in the Northwest is nice, peaceful. I mean, except for the rain. That's the only thing for it. So what is your fundraiser for tomorrow? I posted it on our page and our Twitter page and Facebook, and I will do that tomorrow, too.
Very cool. I so appreciate that. Yeah, thank you very much. I'm just trying to get the word out wherever I can. So when you happen to call here Monday to see if I do a show, I was crazy busy putting this together, but I figured, well, you know, it's a good time to go ahead and get the word out to maybe some people in Seattle that I wouldn't have been able to get the word out to. So thank you.
Yeah, and so what is this fundraiser, and is it like an all-day fundraiser, or what is it going to be like?
So basically, since this coronavirus has been kind of, you know, bucking up and been going on, I've been trying to get an in-person fundraiser together. I have a 501c3 nonprofit, which is an animal rescue, and it's based out of the California desert in the Palm Springs area. So
okay.
We've been trying to get something together, but we keep getting, you know, different strains coming through, and everyone's trying to stay away from the Rona, so we're doing it online. It's really not going to be long. It's going to be maybe 25 minutes. It'll be live on YouTube, Facebook. We will have it all live on our website as well. I think you posted that URL. And I can tell people what that is. That's www.thearc.ca/fundraiser. And that was live.
Yep, wow.
Go ahead. Yeah, so it's just, you know, it's like a half-hour show. I've cut together a few celebrity people, some of the dogs and other animals that we've saved over the years, and made it as entertaining and as quick as we can. So it'll be 11 a.m. Pacific time live, and then it'll also be on that website. It'll be embedded on that website for a long time. We'll use it as a calling card, but until this coronavirus goes away.
I know of Will. I don't know if you've ever been on his show, but he's amazing. Zach Bacall, who's an actor, but he also has his own podcast called Zaspa Says. So I thought maybe, you know, I will let him know about it, and maybe I could get him on board for you. Yeah.
That's great.
So, yeah, because when you mentioned Palm Springs, that just came in my head. So, yeah, I think you're right about the, you know, the virus has, you know, everyone's been donating to that, which is a good cause. I mean, come on. But people, I think, have let go of the other stuff, like the dog, you know, like what you're doing and other things for 18, 19 months because, you know, it's our life stopped, basically. But I'm glad someone's doing something for the animals because I cry at every lost animal coming through. I'm at the point that I have to, like, fast forward. Oh, I will cry watching the whole thing. So, yeah, I mean, I grew up on a farm, and I totally love animals. So, yeah. And when we get off air, this message me, you know, the link for tomorrow. For I will also put that on in the morning. You know.
Excellent. I appreciate that. Yeah, and this will be a live event.
And,
you know, people can chat. So if they want to ask a question, we'll be live on YouTube and Facebook. So if anybody wants to type in questions, we can answer that. But the show runs about maybe 25 minutes long total, so it'll be done before 11:30. But it'll always be there for somebody to look at a later date.
Yeah, I mean that's like the show. Like, and you know, people call in, but if they can, they always listen to it. So I think it's wonderful, Cook, what you're doing, because, you know, animals are so cute. I mean, dogs, cats.
Yes, we touch on that tomorrow.
Except for snakes.
I'm sorry?
I wrote cross.
Oh, you don't like those? You don't like those reptiles? Yeah, we stick with the furry ones here. Yeah. No, we did save an iguana once. I'm not going to lie, but we're not breed specific for the most part. But yeah, it's basically it's more the canines and felines. But we've done birds and a couple of iguanas. But this is more about. I literally have 8 animals in my home right now. They're all, you know, 3/4 of them are up for adoption, and we're scooping them up, you know, day by the week. It's quite a thing out here in the desert, you know.
Wow.
So, yeah. Well, you know, during the housing crisis in like 2009, people were losing their homes and they were leaving their pets and moving into apartments. And I would be driving around and I would see these animals. And that's what started this whole endeavor. I just actually made it a 501c3 this past year so that we could have other people help us help these animals. And you'll see that on the – there's plenty of footage. And like I said, some people that you might recognize. My brother from One Life to Live, Nathan Fillion, he's got a short interview on there for us. He's in the new Suicide Squad movie, and he's also on The Rookie, which is his own show. So he's giving us some time along with some other celebrities. And a lot of the dogs saved. We've saved, you know, 360-some-odd animals.
Oh, no! Oh, my gosh. Okay, Blog Talk, I'm going to kill you. Here he is. Okay.
Sorry, was that boring you? Did you cut me off? Was that boring you? Carly? I'm just kidding. We got cut off there, yeah.
Yeah, so Blog Talk is famous for doing that. Like, I don't know why it just hangs up on people and it's really annoying. So, okay, so we left off with Nathan Fillion, who's incredible and lovely and good to look at. And any more people that will be there?
Not from soaps, from movies that I've done in the past. And then we've only got a few celebrities, but a couple people from the films that I've done. And Nathan Fillion, obviously he played my brother on One Life to Live. He gives us his short one. And then it's really more about the animals and the people who have taken the animals in and how it's changed their lives, completely by having these animals, as you know.
Yeah.
So it should be interesting.
Also, Blog Talk, do not hang up on anyone anymore tonight. But what I was going to say, so are you and Nathan pretty close, or are you guys still pretty close? Because you guys were amazing on One Life to Live together, let me say that.
We definitely had some fun. We're both so completely busy doing our things. We do check in with each other, I've probably talked to him a couple times in this past year, but, he's executive producing and starring in his own show on ABC called The Rookie. So he's super busy.
Maggie is in love with him. And Maggie was mad when Castle ended and all of that. And so I'm the same. If you could cook, I don't know, put in a good word for us with Nathan, because that would be an awesome guest to get, because he is so talented, and you guys played great as Kevin and Zoe, and I just, there were about 8 or 9 of the recast of you. But you were my favorite. Were my favorite, Kevin. And
I
so when
that.
You left, I got mad. I got really mad. and you were also on Days too.
Correct.
So
yes.
You should try Zenner Hospital next. Oh,
right.
Bored and beautiful, but that means I can't see you every day. I'm bored. Okay, so the hospital is. And because I know you are slammed with gameless fundraiser for tomorrow. Bobby and Maggie probably have a question.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing?
Excellent, Bobby. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I know you're busy with the fundraisers and stuff that you got coming up, including stuff around 9/11. With that being said, will you be helping out with the people out west that had the wildfires, like in parts of eastern Washington states and the Rocky Mountains? And
will
you also be helping doing fundraising for to help 9/11 victims and also with the situation in Afghanistan?
Basically what we do, and what I've been dealing with this locally for the most part within the Coachella Valley, but what we're doing with the fundraiser is to try to get a larger establishment where when there is a situation like that, we're trying to get together a big trailer/van. So when there is an issue like that, we could drive the van and pull rescued animals from areas that would be in the wildfire areas. But at this point, we're keeping it very local here to the desert. But that is something we would like to do in the near future, hence why we're doing this fundraiser, so we can expand.
Right. And you gave out the website to donate earlier?
Yes, that's www.thearc.ca.org/fundraiser, and that's it stands for the Animal Rescue Center of California, the ARC of California.
All right. Well,
so
I'm
that's
sure that
we're trying to expand.
Right. I'm sure that you and the other soap stars from the four soaps will be out there helping out because I'm sure that your friends in the soap world will be helping out, especially from all four soaps. They'll be helping out.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Any time that I can be of service, we definitely do what we can. But we definitely have our hands full here in the valley just with abandoned pets and stray animals. So we're trying to get more volunteers to help us so it's not just my small team, my wife, and the small team of people that are out there doing this. We really want to get the word out there and build the ark. That's what the fundraiser about is, building the ark.
Right. And with the wildfires out in California that you all have had, you definitely going to also just tend to stay locally. Would you be helping out rescuing pets and animals from the wildfires that you all are battling in California?
Yes. Now, so luckily, I'm in Southern California, and the fires have been to a minimum here. You know, I'm in the California desert, so there's not a lot to burn. Yes, all the Northern California fires and the Central California fires, and even up where you are, Carly, you guys had a wicked summer there too, didn't you? Have a bunch of wildfires.
Mm-hmm.
That was horrible.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. No. We'd like to expand. It's not just in this area. We'd like it because it's the Animal Rescue Center of California. So we'd like to cover the whole state, and ultimately we'd love to even expand to other states. But we're just sort of beginning the process this year of the 501 nonprofit, and I'm really hoping to grow.
Okay. Well, keep us posted on any possibility of if you can expand beyond California to include the West Coast or the rest of the United States, and you're welcome back here anytime.
Fantastic, Bobby. I really appreciate it. Thank you guys for the time to be able to get the word
out.
Oh,
yeah.
And,
Bobby, I will put you on hold.
All right.
And,
Hi.
How's
my cousin? He is my favorite cousin.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. Who am I speaking with?
Marjorie Dalton.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Okay. I'm in Chicago, and I am a big animal lover. And I used to give the Humane Society a member of it. And I am in PETA. And
okay.
What
oh,
you're
fantastic.
Doing, yeah, what I can't, I'm disabled now, but what you're doing is amazing. And God bless and good luck because this needs to spread. There are so many neglected animals with fires,
thank
earthquakes,
you.
Whatever. You're welcome.
Of course. Yeah, I really appreciate it. Yeah, check out our website. You can see what we've been up to. And if you can take
mm-hmm.
a peek at the website, you'll really understand really what we're doing. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, take a look at our website. You'll see a lot of the dog saves, and I'm going to be having episodes of animal saves that will be coming out on the website. Currently, you know, while we're saving them, so it'll always be,
mm-hmm.
be being updated.
That'd be great when you can get the van and grab more than one. But how many can you fit in a car, right?
Yes. Right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank you.
And
I take in strays. That's what I take.
Yeah, Cook.
Okay.
I mean, Maggie, do you have something to ask him?
One question. Say hi to Nathan and tell him I love him.
Wait, I'm sorry. I couldn't. My phone's breaking up a little bit. Can you say that again?
Me too. Say hi to Nathan and I love him.
I absolutely will, and I will tell him that, and I will say
yeah,
Carly said the same thing.
Nathan is who, so I can't have him, so, you know.
No,
but,
y'all can fight over him.
We would. But if you can send everything in my email about tomorrow and how everyone can donate, I will make sure
mm-hmm.
to get the word out tonight and tomorrow.
Yes,
thank you
please.
So much. I appreciate it. I hope you can take a
oh,
seat,
yeah,
and I guarantee
good,
it'll be entertaining.
Yeah, have a good, safe weekend, and I know you're coming back in a couple of weeks to talk
sounds
about
great. I'll tell you about some movie
yeah,
projects we
so,
have coming up, too, but
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to go get this word out tonight. But thank you so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate you guys.
Exactly. Anytime, because you are one of our favorite guests. So anytime you want to come on, just let us know.
I thank you again, Carly.
Okay.
It was a blast. It was great talking to you all.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great
thank
weekend.
You. You too.
Okay.
Best success.
Okay.
Please.
Yep.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I know someone on the air might kill me for this. Shut up telling the whole world about you, Nathan, feeling anything.
I got disconnected. Carly?
What?
I got disconnected.
Oh, Bobby, you
when
on
I
mail,
called,
buddy.
I was on hold the whole time because I heard you saying hello, and I was saying hello as well. Balta didn't disconnect me.
Well, so I'm happy.
I redialed.
But I do
I'm
have
happy.
A question before we go on with the show, and this is directed mainly, and this could be directed to both of you girls. Did any time this week before today, did Byron break into any of the shows besides up to today? Like, did he break in Monday when he announced the situation in Afghanistan?
Yes. Yes.
What about you, Carl?
You know,
did you lose DH?
Not DH. Days of Our Lives are broken. So.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know,
some people that got General Hospital before the 3 o'clock Eastern time slot that some of the markets have for General Hospital didn't even got only a half hour of it because ABC News had 15 minutes of him and then 15 more minutes of the news
talking about it. Which is stupid. We just listen to the president. We don't need another take on it.
You know what this is reminding me of? Very much, it reminded me of the fall of Saigon and what we did during the Vietnam War. Now, mind you, I was born a few months after the fall of Saigon, but from what I've seen in history books and watching the History Channel on the Vietnam War, I've seen what the people of South Vietnam went through, and this is what the people of Afghanistan is going through right now. I'm afraid that if we get refugees from Afghanistan into the United States, we have another Vietnam on our hands.
I'm
just saying that if we get refugees, this is a serious thing, and you're saying awesome because of that.
Okay, Bobby, there's a couple of things I want to go over before we say goodbye.
All right.
So,
this is important.
You know, I'm having
Bobby,
my little rant. Number
one.
Okay, I'm having my little rant. And, okay, so, Zach, you egotistical SOB, is that okay you say, Maggie? I hate him. I hate him. And for him to tape record my girl was, I love it for one colleague stood up to him and said, you know, even in Jason, the bond between Zach and I is over. What he did, you know, what he did was unexcusable. Okay? What he did to Carly, the mother of his kids.
Supposedly.
No matter what, Carly and Sunny would never took it that far if they were fighting and blah, blah, blah. But what is just pissing me off is all these people are saying, oh, poor Nina. Really? Really, poor Nina? Well, let me get you there. Nina is the biggest liar that ever came to town. And you know what? I want to stop her. But that would get me arrested, so forget the idea. But all I'm saying is, you know, Jason and Carly getting married is just a business deal. And I cannot wait for it to be over, for Sunny to come home. And Jason can go back to Bridge. And now that we know that Drew is coming home, I think Drew and Sam and Dante, I think that might be a very interesting triangle until we get Emmy Lou back, you know. So that, you know, oh, and David, I apologize if I yelled, but I had to get out my colleague rant because ask Maggie how mad I was last night after I saw that.
You were serious as I was.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it. I see it on Hulu because it's, when I see it on Hulu, there are no interruptions.
Yeah,
I really like that medium.
Right.
And you know what? It's called The Color Black. Zach, correct me if I'm wrong, you asshole. But, let's say you stole a donor, you paid off Jocelyn, kidney donor, but now into Colleen's life. Oh, but did Nell go after you? Zach, no. Nell gaslighted my girl. And Zach has never paid for any crimes he has done. Never.
Never.
Never. And I don't give a shit if people say, oh, Jason and Sunny break the law. You know what? At the end of the day, at least they care about people. And for Zach, it's not about being concerned about Jocelyn, who's 18 now, who doesn't need, you know, the co-parenting. Oh, now that she's 18, even if she was 17 or 16, really? They really donated? I'm sure Zach says, you know, when he was away to Australia, doing whatever he was doing, I probably would never accept fire support from him because Sonny treated Zach like his own. So, you know, when I go back to the episode when they,
is this a fire drill?
What?
Is this your fire drill I'm hearing?
Yeah, what is that noise?
That's what I'm asking. Is it a fire drill?
Not in our building.
No? It sounds like
that
the alarm for a fire drill.
Maggie, do you agree that you don't see Zach ever paying a dime for child support in his life? I don't.
I have for years. This goes back to when I loved Sunny and Brenda. Okay? To me, they were great together. And Jack's got in the middle of that. He's always been in the middle of everything. I really can't stand him. Sonny had him deported at that time, whatever he did. But he was let back in because, after all, he's Jocelyn's father.
Well, he
likes to help Jocelyn when he wants to, not when she needs it. Because Sonny was there for when all with Oscar, and Carly was there for Oscar. That they just comforted her. They took care of her. Oh, I talked to her. Well, BS. Get on a plane and go see your daughter.
Right.
Yeah, and you know what?
I agree. I agree with Maggie.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
agree
may
I
add,
with your
when, you know, when Oscar was dying, he never got on his jet to check up on her. No, it was Sonny and Jason. Were being there for who? Sonny,
my Sonny got
her
this thing.
And, you know, stroking her hair when she was just not okay and didn't know what to do about how to say goodbye to Oscar. And everything. When Colby was in Bullwhip, she could have never been. That the fact that he never came home from that too. And everyone can say to me, well, he was on board a beautiful then. So what? So what? We got the damn pause then.
Stay there.
But I'm telling you, people want to follow me because I hate Zach. Go for it. I don't give a damn. Okay? But I agree with what you said in the tweet
that you put out about him the other day.
Hmm. Remember when Oscar did die, and they wrote that song, the two of them, and then they had the nurses ball, and she couldn't go on because Oscar died, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who was the man that got her up on the stage to do the song?
Sonny.
Not Jasper Jack.
Yep. Sonny said, you know, I had a friend who died that I couldn't save. It was too late, you know, and Zah says, don't write English, But I feel like he's always with me. And that, how are you going to feel with Oscar? And when she got on the stage and Carly was very surprised. And to know what Sonny goes, do you have a, do you do this? And all of a sudden, he did not give himself credit, like the Zach Ashford said, I had a feeling she would go on, you know? So I don't want to say it, people. I don't want to hear how great Zach said, but, okay.
No, the reason I thought he was a main man.
What I'm about to say to you, everyone on the show, that, okay, I will never forget what Ava did with Morgan. I will never forget that. That was horrible. But I hate my butt because it's butt.
You can't forget. You just don't have to forget.
Okay. But the way she was with Trina and the way Posa and, you know, Ava was talking, you know, and they both kind of made amends and said, you know, I was intimidated by, Posa said, by you because Trina totally looks up to you. But for her, it wasn't, you know, Ava's not trying to replace Kiki. No, but she can
have a girl that,
you know, loves her unconditionally, you know, and
why can't she?
And also, I think that
I think she's mellowed.
And I don't think I can trust Spencer's girlfriend because she looks like she could usually have been Nell. And trust me, she could have been a Nell recast for all I care. And that would probably been an issue. And who knows, she might be under this actual name that she's going through because she's really Nell Benson.
I think she is.
But the actress that played her,
I think I've seen her in a Lifetime movie a couple of years ago.
Chloe Lanier?
No. The actress that's playing
Spencer's girlfriend.
Yes,
I've seen her before in Lifetime. She looks familiar. That's okay. I'm just, the hair, I don't know. It just, it set me that maybe she would be the Nell. But luckily she let Trina know the truth because I don't want Trina's heart broken.
Exactly, and you know, but I love how Ava was there when, you know, Cyrus Renaud came at Trina, and you know, they just, you know, go along basically, and you know, and the fact that she said to Carly, finally, after 3 years of those two fighting, I mean, there's always going to be issues with them, but right now they are trying to be nice. But because I think Avery is safer with you right now, and that'll be with her sisters. And I love the fact that Ava said, my girl, Our girl. And to, you know, because, you know, she is every part of the Crindos family and the Zerone family.
Mm-hmm.
And so you cannot saw a kid in half. But what you can do is love them, and Ava is doing the right thing by, you know, protecting Ava and by having Carly help. And I just want to say my honorable mention of the week, who I thought was amazing last week because I had a lot of cuss up with. But I love how Jason and Cam both were mad, you know, at
with the black.
Yeah, with Novak.
That's going to be
and
mine.
Like, I think Cam was afraid that because of their history, that he was going to kick Cam out.
No.
He goes, no. You apologize. We talked to them about him. And he goes, okay. Punch the bag, you know, punch the bag, but not something with your heart.
With your hand and not your heart.
Yeah, and he goes,
that's
what
Daddy taught me.
You know, he goes, what says this off or what happened? And he goes, someone came in to Kelly and was saying mean things to Josh about you and her mom. And you know, I mean, when Josh's this game is. And same thing goes, do you remember what the name was? And he goes, Novak. And the look on Jason's face, like both of them wanted to kill him. And I think
one of the soldiers.
For Cameron, it was hard because he's younger away than Jason. But I think Jason would rather take care of Novak instead of having it on Cam's hands. Even though he's trying to be a very good boyfriend, but let Jason be the one taking care of it. So,
yeah.
And
his advice.
I'm sorry. Continue, Maggie.
That's okay.
I thought of something here. Now that Cameron is Drew, and I think he's better off playing this role, I have possibly maybe thinking that it's time to bring back Cam so we can just reunite Cam and Drew together. But the problem is you can't get rid of Tamron Brown off of Days unless she's recurring or she does what Eileen Davidson did for a while and just do two soaps at once. Mm-hmm. What Wally is doing right now, that's the only problem right there. And secondly, I wouldn't mind seeing a Kim recast on that part. And secondly, if you can't get Kim linked up with Drew, then maybe you can just try best to reach out to Rebecca Budding to try to see if she would come back as Hayden and see what happens there.
Well, and you know, I've always loved. Ryan on AMC. I was a diehard, a fan with, you know, Cameron Nesterson. I've always been like, I love him. And if you guys haven't seen the one, you know, when the One Life to Live and All My Children and Benno Hospital did the, you know, help me.
They gave some several soap stars because all these names you mentioned are no longer involved in soaps and they're basically just involved in social media or have left acting altogether.
Well, yeah, and I just love that. Because you never want to see people out of work because you know, of Home and Family. He was hoping that he could just, you know, ride into the sunset and do that. And I just find
right.
him really hard. And before
right, and
we
she,
go, I just want
right,
to say.
Right, and Karen just did a Hallmark Channel movie with Allison Sweeney just now. And one guy wondered, with Sammy kidnapped on Days, do you think Allison Sweeney will more likely return back to Days, which I'm thinking she will, versus having to go to General Hospital either in a directing position or as an actor?
Right now, I don't know. But I'm just happy that Cameron is coming on now. But I want to say something before we go because it's been pissing me off the way. They said, how can Drew and, you know, this Drew and Jason be, you know, brothers? They don't look the, you know, the same age. Well, you know what? You know what, you guys? I just looked it up. They are both 51, okay? So, and, I mean, they could easily pass for, you know, twins, you know. Twins don't always have to look perfectly alike, right, Maggie?
You have the twin yeah. twins.
Well, I thought they did that already when Billy Miller was Drew, and after he was Jason for 6 months.
Right.
Right. And
because remember, and One Life,
you know,
Melissa. Melissa.
And I have a question for Maggie because she's a Jeopardy buff, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like the host that they thought was
yes.
going to come in.
Is that the name is out?
Is out?
Yes, he is. I think I posted
so
it.
So if anyone is listening to this podcast,
I'm hoping that there it is.
There is one person for that job, and that is Jay Eddie Peck.
That's what I said.
He would do
Jay Eddie Peck.
Incredible. And if he was on there, maybe he would make me smarter. I kind of like the idea.
Well, I think a lot of people want LeVar Burton to be on there because of
mm-hmm.
his run that he did last month on the show.
Right.
And I don't know if it's too late right. now to get everything in since you're running the best of Jeopardy with Alex Trebek right now until the new season starts. But I would think that would be the first thing right there and then just start taping shows and just getting them out of the way.
Yeah.
Well, Mark Martin would be, but I can dig him. That's a Jeopardy.
I grew up watching LeVar just basically with, I was best with bits
mm-hmm.
and pieces of Roots as a kid, and then
mm-hmm.
eventually with reading Rainbow and watching him
right.
on Star Trek.
Me too.
Yeah, and also I just want to say that, you know, it's almost the end of summer, and
it's over.
You know, I'm a little sad because summer, I love summer, but I was in the same position this summer that I was in last summer. And it's been 19 months since I've went anywhere but my apartment. 19 months. So, you know, that has been like a really, really long time. It feels like it's been forever. And I just want to say that before we go, tomorrow night, Broncos and the Seahawks are playing together.
That game is available locally locally for you guys, but after the game is over with, it's going to be on NFL Network late night Saturday night. I would say about 1 o'clock
mm-hmm.
your time, 4 o'clock my time, which would be the early Sunday morning.
Okay.
The Bears is on tomorrow on NFL Network.
Bobby, The Seahawks game is 7 tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's going to be shown on tape delay late night,
yeah.
Saturday night, early Sunday morning for us.
They always black it for the home team.
Yeah.
Okay, but you guys have a great night.
The Bears are going to be available for us, but you're going to have to look at it locally on your channel, Maggie, because of the NFL Network's blackout rule.
Yeah, the blackout rule.
Exactly. And all I want to say before we get off is I'm relaxing this weekend. I'm cussing a bunch of this weekend. And I really, my legs, all I got to say, people, don't try falling 3 times in 3 months. Don't do that. You know, don't. It's not worth it. And before we go, no texting and driving. And also, I want to say congratulations to my little niece, who's not so little anymore, who's leaving tomorrow for college. I mean, it doesn't seem real, but, you know, but she's going to do great. So have a great night, everyone, and we will be back next week. And we have a couple of surprises coming up.
You know exactly when?
Yeah. Do I know when the next show is? Right now, no. But I will by next week, Bobby.
Okay. All right. Well, keep me in touch with that, and I guess I'll see you next week.
Okay. Bye.
I think people touch up on the weekend.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.